B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Nun Aleph. We're going to start 9 lines from the top of the Omid. And this takes us back to what we saw on Daf Nun Omid Aleph. On Daf Nun Omid Aleph, we found that a Tanakama were quoted as saying that there's a general rule, any Korban Tzibur overrides Shabbos and Tumah, a Korban Yochid does not override Shabbos or Tumah. Reb Meir brought a list of Korban Yochids that do override Shabbos and Tumah, and Reb Yaakov brought a list of Korban Tziburs that do not override Shabbos and Tumah. And if we take a closer look at the two lists, we'll see that Reb Meir, he mentioned the Korban Pesach amongst his list of Korban Yochids that override Shabbos and Tumah. Rabbi Yaakov mentioned the Korban Chagiga that was brought on Yom Tov, that as being a Korban of a Rabbim, of a Tzibur, that does not override Shabbos and Tumah. And the Gemara is going to discuss that. Omale Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua l'Rava. The Tana, these Tanoim, or this Brisa that brings the questions that Reb Meir and Reb Yaakov asked against the Chachomim, Maishno Pesach, the Korile Korban Yochid. Why is the Korban Pesach considered a Korban Yochid, or Maishno Chagiga, the Korile Korban Tzibur? And the Korban Chagiga is considered a Korban Tzibur. What would be the difference between them? Imishum Daosi Beknufia, are you going to say that a Korban Chagiga is called a Korban Tzibur because it's brought when there was Aliyah L'Regel, when all of Klal Yisrael were there together as a very large group? Pesach Nami Osi Beknufia, Korban Pesach was also brought with Aliyah L'Regel, with all of Klal Yisrael there. So why should that not be a Korban Tzibur? Answers the Gemara, because when Reb Meir mentioned Korban Pesach, he was not just referring to the Pesach Rishon, he was also referring to Pesach Sheni, Ika Pesach Sheni, Delay also Beknufya, the second Pesach that was brought on the 14th of Iyar, that was brought by individuals, it was not brought by Beknufya, it was not brought in a big crowd, it wasn't brought with a lot of people together, and therefore Korban Pesach is considered a Korban Yochid. Omerle, if so, if we're assuming that when Reb Meir speaks about Korban Pesach, he means the Korban Pesach Sheni, Imkein, Yehei Doiches HaShabbos VeHaTumah. Because what did Reb Meir say? Reb Meir's question against the Chachomim were that we have a Korban Yochid, namely Korban Pesach, which is overriding Shabbos and Tumah. And so if we're right, or assuming that Reb Meir, who mentions Korban Pesach as being a Korban Yochid, is talking about Pesach Sheni, then we would have a clear proof here from Reb Meir that Pesach Sheni overrides Shabbos and Tumah. And that's contrary to what we saw just a couple of lines above where we started today, where the Gemara says that Pesach Sheni is not Doicha Tumah. And here we have Reb Meir saying that it does override Tumah and it's considered a Korban Yochid because it's referring to Korban of the Pesach Sheni. Answers the Gemara, Omar Lei. In, yes, Reb Meir holds Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir holds like Reb Yehuda, the Omar, Dochi. Reb Yehuda says that even Pesach Sheni overrides Shabbos and Tumah. And the Tana that we mentioned before that says that it does not override Tumah is the Tana that argues with Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana, because we learned in a Braisa, Pesach Sheni Doiches HaShabbos Ve'eino Doiches HaTumah. The Tana Kama hold, as we saw in the previous Gemara, that Pesach Sheni does not override Tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Oimir, and as we saw now that Reb Meir is going to follow that Rabbi Yehuda holds Af Doiches HaTumah. It also overrides Tumah. Asks the Gemara, my tam the Tanakama. What would be the source of the Tanakama that Pesach Sheni should override Shabbos and should not override Tumah? Omer l'cho, mipnei Tumah d'chiyosoi v'yaseh b'tumah. The only reason that this person is doing Pesach Sheni is because he was Tomei in the first Pesach. So it was Tumah that pushed him away from the first Pesach. We're going to say, do it the second Pesach b'tumah. V'Reb Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to say to that? Rabbi Yehuda says that Pesach Sheni is Doicha Tumah. How can that be? If it's Doicha Tumah, he could have done the first Korban Pesach, in the first Pesach. Omar Lachor, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yaseh, oh, sorry, the Pesach Sheni is done with the same rules as Pesach Rishon. Vafilu B'tumah. And even betumah, like in Pesach Rishoin, there are some cases where it's done betumah and other cases where it's not done betumah. And those cases where it's not done betumah, the people who are tomei, they get pushed to the Pesach Sheni to do the Korban Pesach. And Pesach Sheni also, it can be done betara and it can also be done betumah. If the people doing Pesach Sheni are tomei, they can do the Pesach Sheni betumah. Hatayrech zira of olov lasoisi betara. This person was tomei in the first Pesach Rishon, and the Torah wanted him to do Korban Pesach in a tohir state. So the Torah says, wait till Pesach Sheni, do it then. Loi zocha. If he didn't merit being tohir then as well, yasenu betumah. He has no choice and he'll do the Pesach Sheni betumah. That will be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Continues the Gemara. And this Gemara is now taking us back to the Gemara that we saw on Daf Nun Amud Beis. We saw at the top of Daf Nun Amud Beis that Rabbi Elazar had a question, had a doubt, according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a Korban Yachid. Is it Oysa Tmura? Is it not Oysa Tmura? And the Gemara explained what was the depth of the question, that even though it belonged and was paid for by the Kohen Gadol, do we say that normally what happens is when Reuven buys a korban and Shimon gets it, and it's used to atone for Shimon, Reuven is giving over, so to speak, part of the ownership of the korban to Shimon to act as an atonement for him. Over here, all the other Kohenim are getting atoned from this bull. The question is, who does the animal actually belong to? Do we say that it's as if the Kohen Gadol gave it to them and they now have a type of a shared ownership in it, and then it's considered like Shutfim and it doesn't do Tumura, there's the halachs of Tumura do not apply? Or no, do we say that the only one who intrinsically gets atoned by it is the Kohen Gadol? Then, by the way, the other Kohenim also get atoned by it, but it's not as if they actually have a share in it. That was the question that Rabbi Elazar posed. And now the Gemara is going to address that. V'teipakle, why don't we bring proof from Psukim that the other Kohenim have absolutely no share in the ownership of the Korban Pesach? Because we're going to see now in the Psukim that the word Asher Loi, the bull, the par Asher Loi, belongs to the Kohen Gadol exclusively, is mentioned three times. Because the Asher Loi, Omar Achmona, it says in the Pasuk, Mishaloi hu mevi, that the bull is exclusively belonging to the Kohen Gadol, and therefore it's considered the Korban Yachid. The other Kohenim have no share in it whatsoever, and therefore we're asking, why is Rabbi Elazar even doubting it? Of course it's a Korban Yachid, and of course the halachas of Tmura should apply. Tanya, because we saw in a brisa, it says in one of the psukim, in the Pasuk Vav, V'hikriv arin es para chatos asher loy. He offers up the bull of the chatos, which is his, v'chiper ba'adoy ba'ad beisoy. It atones for him and his family. Says the Braisa, asher loy, mishaloy hu mevi. He has to pay for it, it has to belong to him. V'loy mishal tzibur, he's not allowed to buy this bull with the money of the belonging to the tzibur. Yochei loy yovi mishal tzibur. Maybe the posuk is trying to impress on us that he cannot take money from the general tzibur because she'ein tzibur miskaprim boy, because this bull is not atoning for the general tzibur. Aval yovi mishal ochi v'kohenim. But maybe he can pay for it with the money belonging to the other kohenim. Shehari ochi echo v'kohenim miskaprim boy, because we know that the second vidui that the Kohen Gadol said on this bull atoned for the kohenim. Talmud Loimer. That's why it says in the a few psukim later, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'hikriv Aaron is parachatos asher loy, V'chipir ba'adei uva'ad be'isoy. It says it again. Yochel, says the Braisa, I may have thought, loy yovi, that indeed he should pay for himself. That's lekatchila. However, v'imhevi kosher. If, however, the other Kohenim did pay for the bull, it would be kosher. Talmud loy mashuv, it says again in that same Pasuk, V'shochat es parachatos asher loy. Shina Kosov La'akev, Olov La'akev, and this is an old rule that every time the Pasuk says something twice, then it's coming to teach us that it's essential, it's Ma'akev. So not only is the money of the Tzibur not allowed to pay for it, not only is the money of the other Kohenim not allowed to pay for it must belong exclusively to the Kohen Gadol. So you should find proof from this Braisa that of course it belongs just to the Kohen Gadol, and the halachas of tomorrow should apply. What was Rebbe Elazar's discussion? So the Gemara, before coming directly to refute this or to answer this, the Gemara is saying, Ulatameich, you know, you're right. Let's assume that the way you've understood it is completely accurate, that this bull must belong exclusively to the Kohen Gadol, not to anyone else. The other Kohenim, if they do not have any share in this korban, then how indeed are they being atoned for it? What association do the other Kohenim have with this korban? If you're saying that it must belong only to him and no share to the other Kohenim, how are they being atoned? Eloshani beigaza de Aaron, that regarding the treasures, the value, the money of Aaron, of the Kohen Gadol, is different. The afkari rachmona gabe echov akoyanim, that we have to say that even though Aaron Akoyan, the Kohen Gadol, he's the one who paid for it and no one else was allowed to have any share in paying for it, nonetheless, the Torah, so to speak, was mafkir. He reckoned that animal as being, so to speak, ownerless, in as much as that other Kohenim could become annexed to it and get their kapora. So maybe also hochigab tmura, maybe the same would apply regarding the halachas of tmura. That nami that shani begaza de arin de afkir rachmona gabe echov akoyanim. That in the same way as the Torah must have allowed the Kohenim to have some type of ownership on this, even though they don't have a financial ownership in as much as they were not allowed to be part of the payment of it, but it must have been associated to them and belonged to them in as much as they can be atoned by it. So maybe this affects the halachas of tomorrow as well, that it's considered as if the animal belongs to more than one person and there will be no halachas of tmura. And that was Abeleza's question. And there's no reason to refute it from the Braisa. And Emir Tashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.